Now it's time for the Southern Cross with Kendall Hutt.
Hello, Kendall.
Hi.
Good to have you in the studio today. So the 2017 general election just happened.
Yep.
And a group that tends to be denied media coverage is Pacifica communities.
Mm.
We don't really see much about that. Can you tell me a bit about what the issues these communities may have faced during the election?
So during the election, the Pacific Media Watch Freedom Project really wanted to gauge what issues were important for Pacifica communities this election, and also where certain political parties stood on these issues. Pacific Media Watch looked into the Greens, National, Labour, Multi-Party and New Zealand First. But the issue is really important for the Pacifica community this election, in particular was surrounding education, homelessness, housing and immigration. I attended a Pacifica candidates panel event last week in Mangere at the community centre there, and fantastic turnout, some people really passionate about their community and also the candidates themselves. And everyone in that room put a question to these candidates over these issues. Other things discussed were euthanasia, equal pay, families package, things like that. But I think the community really wanted to know where these parties stood on homelessness, education, housing and poverty. They had Leilani Tamu, the Green Party candidate for Newlyn, come in and speak in place of someone who was at the climate debate here in town. They had Labour Party list candidate Lamaga Lydia Sosine, Manasi Lua, the Māori Party's candidate for Mangakaiki, and also Agnes Lohini, the National Party candidate for Mangere. And Lewis said that these issues could not be addressed in isolation, and that the government really needed to look at them as a package. You're not going to be able to solve homelessness, education and poverty without looking at them as a collective and the flow and effects that each issue has into each other. There was a lot of support for Manasi Lua at that event, so it is a shame that the Māori Party is not in government. Hopefully in the next 3 years they will be back.
So you said it is a shame that the Māori Party is not in government. Do you think that there's a particular coalition coming out of this election that would be beneficial for Pacifica communities?
It's hard to say. A lot of people, Richard Pamatatau on Tangata Pacifica said yesterday that Labour, if they do not become government, really need to hold National to account on the issues that National said they would be addressing, such as poverty. That was one of their leading issues this election. It's all really up to Winston Peters at the moment. Labour Greens New Zealand First coalition. Pacifica voters are traditionally Labour voters in South Auckland, Mangere, Manurewa and Manukau were all won by Labour Party candidates over National. So, but as you say, over the past 9 years, we've had National issues like education, homelessness, poverty and immigration have not been addressed. Bill English, you see, is the rather fresh face of the National Party. He's going to have a different caucus and a cabinet, so that might change. But, yeah.
Do you think it's going to be a sort of an ongoing thing that we see, that the Labour Party candidates tend to win most of the voters?
Well, particularly in Mangere, Manukau and Manurewa, the margins between Labour and National were quite polar. So we have Upeto Saw William Seo had around 14,000 votes compared to Agnes Lahini, who only had around 3,000. So there's this massive gap in between how much support National and Labour gets, but whether or not that's going to change over the next 3 years, I'm not one to comment on that.
And earlier I talked about media and how they're not sort of covering Pacifica communities in elections. Why do you think that is? Sorry to throw you in the deep end there.
Pacifica is the largest community in Auckland. I think it's just the way that corporate media operates in terms of its national focus. But it's great that we have local radio stations and local media that really cover these sorts of issues. And also Radio New Zealand International does a fantastic job both with the Pacifica community in New Zealand and also overseas. And of course, yes, the Pacific Media Centre as well. Mm. It is really important for us to engage with our Pacifica communities and also our Asian communities. Yes, they might be seen as a minority, but that doesn't mean that they shouldn't be excluded and they shouldn't be able to hear their own voices and their own stories.
And what more do you think we need to do to engage with these communities?
I think just listening to what they have to say. The massive issues for Pacifica this election were education, homelessness, poverty and immigration. So moving forward, listening to Pacific communities, what they are crying out for, what they need help on, is really important. And it was great to be at this event in Mangere, seeing the passion both from the community and also from the Pacifica candidates as well. They were all outspoken, passionate, and Leilani Tamu from the Green Party was rather fiery. And at the end of the day, yes, all of these parties had different policies on these issues, and they all are different. They all have their own life experiences, different views. But at the end of the day, and this is what both John Pulu, the MC, and also one of the Mataia people said, was that at the end of the day, you know, they shake hands, they argue, then they shake hands, and we are all one family. And I think that is something that politicians really need to pick up on, that Pacifica are all one family, but New Zealand, we are all one family.
Well, thank you so much, Kendall, for coming on the show. I appreciate that.
That was the Southern Cross.